Chapter 1, Celebrate Missouri. Missouri's nickname is the Show Me State. The nickname fits because one of the great things in learning about Missouri is that it has so much to show you, and you can have so much fun doing it. Page 4, Missouri Close-Up. Missouri's Zoological Parks. Dickerson Park Zoo, Springfield. 500 animals representing 170 species. Kansas City Zoo, 1,000 animals representing 225 species. St. Louis Zoo, 22,800 animals representing 800 species. Missouri's largest. Ball of String in Weston is 19 feet in circumference and weighs 3,700 pounds. Giant Banjo in Branson is 47 feet long. Huge Fork in Springfield is as tall as a three-story building. Giant Canada Goose in Sumner is made of fiberglass and has a 47-foot wingspan. Pecan in Brunswick is made of concrete, is 12 feet long, and weighs 12,000 pounds. Page 5, Section 1. Festivals and Fairs. As you read, look for the following. The reasons why there are festivals. The purpose for county fairs and the state fair. What we can learn by attending fairs and festivals. Vocabulary terms: pioneer, heritage, livestock. One fun way to learn about Missouri is through the many festivals and fairs that take place throughout the year all across the state. Festivals celebrate historic events or something for which a local area is well known. Fairs show off the local agriculture, industry, and education. Page 6. Festivals. The explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark began and ended their voyage of discovery in Missouri. They stopped in several places in Missouri along the way. Missouri celebrates the beginning of their adventure at the Lewis and Clark Rendezvous Days in St. Charles in May. Buckner, a Missouri river town that was later built near one of their campsites, celebrates Lewis and Clark Trail Days in August. Because many of the wagon trains that headed west over the Santa Fe, California, and Oregon trails started their journeys in Independence, that city celebrates Santa Caligon Days each August. St. Joseph also celebrates the role it played in the Pioneer Days with its Trails West Festival in August. Pioneers are those who first settled in a new area. Pioneers who decided to stay in Missouri are remembered during the Sheldon Old Settlers Picnic each August and at the Old Time Music and Ozark Heritage Festival in June in West Plains. The tractors, steam engines, and other farm equipment used by the early farmers in Missouri can be seen in action during the Mark Twain Old Threshers Reunion in July in Paris. During the Civil War, Missourians known as bushwhackers fought for the Confederacy. They are remembered during Bushwhacker Days in Nevada in June. Another fighter for the Confederacy, the outlaw Jesse James, is remembered at the Jesse James Festival in September in Kearney. More peaceful times are celebrated at the Cass County Living History Festival in October in Harrisonville. Missouri is proud of its German heritage, traditions passed on from one generation to the next. That heritage is on display with Mayfest, May Festival, and Oktoberfest, October Festival, celebrations. The biggest of these are held in Hermann. St. Genevieve observes its French heritage with several celebrations throughout the year. The biggest is the Jour de Fête in August. Centralia is famous for a company that makes steel anchors that support utility poles. The town celebrates its Anchor Festival each June. Other places are known for the crops they grow. Each fall, there are festivals such as Pumpkin Fest in Hartsburg, the Black Walnut Festival in Stockton, the Brunswick Pecan Festival, the Knox County Corn Fest in Edina, apple butter making days in Mount Vernon, the Oric Potato Festival, the St. James Grape and Fall Festival, and the Ozark Ham and Turkey Festival in California. Did you know? Jour de fête means day of festivities in French. The festival began in the 1960s. Page 8. Fairs. The first county fair held west of the Mississippi River was held in Boone County in 1835. Most Missouri counties have a county fair. There are also regional fairs for several counties in one place. The Northeast Missouri Fair is in July in Kirksville. The North Central Missouri Fair is held in August in Trenton. The Northwest Missouri Fair is in late August in Bethany. The SEMO District Fair for Southeast Missouri is each September in Cape Girardeau. The Ozarks have two fairs. The Heart of the Ozarks Fair is in West Plains in early July, and the Ozark Empire Fair is in late July in Springfield. Several Missouri fairs feature the work of young people. Some are just for young people, such as the Linn County 4-H and FFA, Future Farmers of America, Fair in Brookfield, and the Livingston County 4-H and FFA Fair in Wheeling. Two of the fairs are for young people who raise livestock, cattle, pigs, sheep, horses. The Polk County Junior Livestock and Youth Fair in Bolivar and the Dallas County Fair and Junior Livestock Show in Buffalo. Youth fairs are also held in Jasper County at Carthage, Franklin County at Union, Cooper County at Boonville, and Cedar County at Stockton. Page 9. Fairs are not just for Missouri's rural areas. Fair St. Louis takes place beneath the arch around the 4th of July. It features food, music, and fireworks. The American Royal lasts for several weeks each fall in Kansas City. The Royal started in 1899 as a cattle and horse show to show new animal breeds and farming methods for farmers. It has grown to include livestock shows for all types of farm animals, many of them raised by young people. There is also a parade, barbecue contest, and a rodeo. Visitors can see booths filled with saddles, cowboy hats and boots, western wear, and artwork. The horse show, which attracts contestants from all across North America, remains the main attraction. Do you remember? Number 1. What festivals celebrate the travels of Lewis and Clark? Number 2. When was the first county fair held in Missouri? Page 10. Spotlight. The Missouri State Fair. For 11 days each August, Missourians from all over the state and people from all across the country come to Sedalia for the Missouri State Fair. More than 300,000 people visit the fair each year. They come to show, to see, to sell, to buy, and to just have fun. Statewide agricultural fairs were held in Boonville for a few years in the 1850s. But the first Missouri State Fair, as we know it today, was held in 1901. Farmers and livestock owners wanted to show off their prized crops and animals. Sedalia was selected from a list of 6 cities that wanted to be the home of the fair. In the early days of the fair, people and animals traveled by train to Sedalia. The animals stayed in one of the dozen barns. The people stayed in tents. These days, the animals still stay in barns. The people stay in camping trailers and motor homes. In many ways, things haven't changed much since 1901. There are still exhibits of the best cows, horses, pigs, sheep, rabbits, chickens, goats, and other animals. Judges hand out ribbons for the best animals. Visitors can still watch sheepdogs at work. There are horse shows, pig races, milking contest, and mule jumping. Speaking of mules, the mule show at the Missouri State Fair is the largest and most famous in the nation. Fair buildings are filled with the biggest watermelons, longest green beans, juiciest apples, tallest corn, and the best of fields and gardens from all over the state. Still other buildings hold home economics displays, canning, baking, and needlework, and fine arts, paintings, sculptures, and ceramics. Judges are busy during the fair, giving out blue ribbons for the crispiest pickles, the tastiest brownies, the cleverest quilts, and the prettiest pottery. Some buildings display the latest kitchen gadgets and garden tools. There are acres of the newest tractors, plows, and other farm machinery. The Missouri Conservation Department has an aquarium so big it fills a building as big as a house. The aquarium is divided into sections that show an Ozark stream, a big river, and a lake. There are fish and other creatures in each. Children and teenagers have always taken part in the Missouri State Fair. The 4-H started having exhibits and contests in 1918. The Future Farmers of America, FFA, began sponsoring livestock shows in 1952. At the shows, youngsters show off the animals they have raised and compete for ribbons. The winning animals are then auctioned off, and part of the money goes to support youth programs. It's both a happy time and sad time as the winners sell the animals they have raised since birth. No fair would be complete without two things, a carnival midway and food. On the midway, you can ride the Ferris wheel and tilt-a-whirl. Try your marksmanship at the shooting gallery or be scared in the House of Horrors. Then, if you're hungry and thirsty, you can try a pork chop cooked by the farmers who raise the pigs, drink fresh-squeezed lemonade, and top it all off with a deep-fried Twinkie. Later, for a snack, you can have fresh-popped kettle corn, cotton candy, or alligator on a stick. In fact, you can have most anything on a stick at the fair. You can also go to the Agri-Missouri Market to buy and take home food grown in Missouri. After you've seen enough animals and combines, you can watch auto races, marching band contest, the crowning of the fair queen, acrobats, tractor pulls, country western singers, parades, and rock groups. And don't forget the life-size cow carved entirely out of butter.